Aircheckdownloads.com.
BBC Three Counties News. There's more on the BBC website.
Thank you, Jane. Good afternoon. Welcome. And thanks to Babs.
The sound of...
The sound of Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. We'll look at every local story that matters between now and 6 o'clock. But this story from yesterday, the souls that perished in the Channel, do you see them as migrants or desperate people? I think the way you look at them will determine your views and your expectations. You can text this programme, as you know, on 81333. Start your message 3CR. Should the UK be ashamed about these deaths, or should we not care? You can call the programme 08081 00880. We'll talk about being diagnosed with autism in later life. Happens more frequently than you might think. And if it came to it, could you enjoy Christmas without any wine or spirits in your house? It seems it could be a distinct possibility.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
That would be hard. You can text this programme 81333. Start your message 3CR. Coming up on the programme, we'll hear Marie's story. She's from Buckinghamshire and she was diagnosed with autism when she was 45. She actually received the news of her diagnosis at the same time as one of her daughters was also being diagnosed with the same condition. Now, we have learnt in recent years all about children and autism, but do we need to start learning about how adults are now being diagnosed with autism in later life? Perhaps having lived their lives without knowing where they were and what the condition was, but they knew something wasn't right. We'll hear Marie's story. I'd love to hear from you if this has happened to you. Have you been diagnosed with autism in later life? And what does your autism look like? You can text the programme, as you know. You can tweet as well, at Talk Roberto. Coming up to the Christmas period, a letter has been sent to the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, from the Wine and Spirit Trade Association, outlining how rising costs and supply chain chaos could lead to deliveries being held up and a possible shortage of wine and spirits at Christmas on top of everything else. What next can we expect? Now, we may not have the choice we want at Christmas when it comes to wine and spirits. So is it possible? Could you contemplate a dry Christmas in your house? I think for many, it would be difficult. You can email the programme, roberto.peroni@bbc.co.uk. And then the story. This tragedy in the Channel, I think it all depends on how you want to look at this story. Of course, it's steeped in politics, but there's something else here. The souls that perished yesterday in the Channel, do you see them as migrants or desperate people? And I think the way you look at them or consider them will determine your views and your expectations. Does it surprise you that many people think that as tragic as this terrible incident is, it may serve to deter other people from making the same perilous journey? Some people are saying that's exactly what the case is here. What we do know is that 27 people headed for the UK drowned near Calais after their boat sank. Among those 27 were 7 women and 3 children. There's a grim toll here. The politicians are engaged in this bitter rant between each other. We'll explore that story, of course. But from your perspective, as you watch this story unfold, and it's a huge story, should we be ashamed? As a country, should we be ashamed about these deaths, or should we not care? The politicians will trade blows. Of course they will. What do you think?
Aircheckdownloads.com.